My guest is Ron Minnick. He is not well known in Washington, but he's a senior research scientist at Sandia National Laboratories in Livermore, California. He's a supercomputer expert, and they decided out there that a really good service would be to try to get to the heart of botnet attacks and see if they could understand them better. And so what they have done at Sandia is figured out a way to take one of their supercomputers, and they have programmed it to become a million-node computer that can, by itself, launch a distributed denial-of-service attack. So they can create a virtual DDoS and therefore simulate what happens to other computers during this one of these attacks.
Oh, so they can simulate an attack, therefore maybe they can figure out more about how to stave them off?
Exactly. What they do is, in fact, they have gotten the funding to build this machine and it's ready to go. Now they have to wait till the beginning of the next fiscal year, which is October 1st, to actually fire away with it. But what they want to do is set up this machine, create a botnet attack, and set up target machines, and then record every second what's going on. And then you can get log files to capture what's going on, and then play it back slowly and figure out exactly how a network responds when one of these attacks are launched.
You know,
fascinating stuff.
It sounds almost like a tabletop exercise with FEMA, you know, one of those disaster-type exercises you might see out at the Pentagon.
Yeah, it's very similar, only this is with real machines, just not connected to the Internet, and they won't actually launch one outside. But it's a laboratory experiment, like a petri dish, if you will, for distributed denial-of-service attacks.
Now, there may be some folks out there listening who don't know what a botnet attack is. Explain that.
Good question. In fact, he explains this very well. It's simply a way of someone who has designs to bring down a network. They send software over the Internet looking for computers. Sometimes it's done by email. And if you open an email, even if you erase it, sometimes just opening the email will make your computer install software that you're not aware of. Mm. And that computer then becomes enlisted as one which then launches other software. And so in a denial of service attack, the attackers usually try to enlist maybe 100,000 or maybe a million computers. Then they all aim those computers at the target. And they all send spam or email or messages, and they overwhelm that computer, and that's what caused some federal websites to shut down a few weeks ago in July.
Why would somebody want to cause a site to shut down? Just to be malicious, or is there an ulterior motive?
Well, just to be malicious, and sometimes they send a lot of spam to many computers and phishing for information, and they figure if one in a million opens it or two out of a million, that's payday because it costs almost nothing to launch them.
So your guest is trying to figure out how to keep that from happening in the first place, a preventive, if you will.
Yeah, and also just to get a profile of how the network reacts so that maybe tools can be improved to fend off these attacks. He's primarily a supercomputer guy. And so at Sandia National Labs, I mean, the labs are part of the Energy Department, and they do large-scale simulations of things like what happens during the first milliseconds of a nuclear explosion.
Oh.
Or they might use supercomputing to simulate the aging and deterioration of nuclear warheads as they sit in bunkers, hopefully never to be used, but you got to make sure they're going to work when they do get used.
What's the practical value of preventing a botnet attack? Are those expensive to have to stave off?
Well, they can shut down your computers, they can shut down your servers, they can interrupt your business, and they can inflict damage on your system. So they can be very dangerous.
It's its own version of warfare. It's cyber warfare.
It's exactly what it is, warfare. And I think he didn't say this, but I have a feeling that this is going on elsewhere in government, because I think DOD is looking at having its own ability to fire back and give some of the bad guys a little bit of their own medicine.
So how far along is the research?
Well, the research is ready to fire. In other words, he has the computer built, he has the system he needs to simulate a million botnet attack. But he's waiting for the start of the fiscal to get the funding to go ahead with the actual experiment. Okay. So we're going to check back in October and see how it went.